morning. This study is funded by CDC and collaborated among people from RTI International, Emory University, and University of Houston Clear Lake. This is a study examining the racial disparities in Medicaid enrollment and prenatal care initiation among pregnant teens and young adults in Florida. Specifically, we are looking at the change of pattern of racial disparity after the implementation of SCHIP. Prenatal care, especially the early initiation of prenatal care, has been long suggested as a primary means to ensure the health of mother and child. A target of 90% of pregnant women initiating their prenatal care in first trimester was originally stated in the Healthy People 2000. When the target was not met, it was reiterated in Healthy People 2010. And prenatal care also is one of the many areas that racial disparities are found in many studies, consistently found in many studies. A recent data from U.S. Department of Health and Human Services show that compared to 89% of white women initiating their prenatal care in first trimester, the percentage for black is 76% and for Hispanic is 77%. In addition, the teenagers are also found to be much less likely to initiate their prenatal care early. Many studies try to understand what are the barriers for these women not receiving timely prenatal care. Some of them suggest that lack of insurance or financial problem is one of the strong predictors. And state children's health insurance program, or SCHIP, which is designed to provide insurance for teenage up to age 19, allow teenagers to receive their timely prenatal care if they need. So SCHIP has the potential to reduce racial disparities. And this is give you a brief overview of SCHIP, which is implemented in 1997. States have the flexibility to set income eligibility limit up to 200% of federal poverty level or higher for children who were originally not eligible for Medicaid coverage. And states also have flexibility to either expand their Medicaid coverage or to create a separate child health program. In Florida, these two options are used. Their separate SCHIP programs include SCHIP Healthy Kids and Medicaid, with each targeting different age group of children. In addition, Florida also uses SCHIP funds to expand their Medicaid coverage. This table gives you an overview about the eligibility criteria under the expansion from year 1995 to 2001. As you can see, for children aged 12 to 18 years old, and also children aged 19, the expansion criteria is from 30% of federal poverty level to 100%. In addition, you can also see that working parents also enjoy the expansion from 30% to 68%. When the SCHIP was implemented, the legislation also required that each state to check the children's eligibility for Medicaid. If they are eligible for Medicaid, then enroll them into Medicaid instead of SCHIP. And also, states are encouraged to use Medicaid SCHIP funds to streamline their Medicaid enrollment procedure, and also to implement the outreach strategies to enroll more people into Medicaid and SCHIP. So these screen and enroll, and then streamline of the application procedure, plus these outreach strategies, actually had this spillover effect on Medicaid. And this spillover effect is the focus of our study. Specifically, we are asking these two research questions. Do racial disparities exist among pregnant women in their pre-pregnancy Medicaid enrollment and the timing of Medicaid cover prenatal care initiation? In addition, we ask, did the pattern of racial disparities in pre-pregnancy Medicaid enrollment and the timing of the initiation of Medicaid-covered prenatal care change from mid-1990s to the early 2000s? as the outreach expansion of the SCHU. Okay. Our data are from Medicaid enrollment and claims data in Florida. This is the data are provided from Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services. We use pre and post design. The pre-SCHIP data are from State Medicaid Research File, or sometimes called SMART, in fiscal year 1995. And the post-SCHIP data is from Medicaid Analytic Extract, or called MAX file, from fiscal year 2001. Our study sample focus on teens and women aged 20 to 24 years old, although SCHIP mainly targeting the teenagers up to age 19, because the spillover effect may also benefit adult women, so we also include adult women in our study. We are particularly interested in these teen and young women aged 20 to 24 years old because these two populations are found to be less than 80% of initiating their prenatal care in first trimester. And our study only interested in the pre-pregnancy enrollment and prenatal care, so we only include pregnant women in our study. Because claim data does not allow you to identify the time of pregnancy occur, so the way we identify the pregnant women is when they have the delivery service in fiscal year, in 1995 and in 2001. We also exclude some samples in our study. We exclude the women, they don't have complete enrollment history or complete enrollment record or undocumented immigrant status. And we exclude women, they don't have complete claim history because they have enrolled in the other health plans such as HMO, Medicare, and private insurance plans. We also exclude women, they are not eligible to be enrolled in Medicaid because before their pregnancy. This includes a family planning waiver and medically needed and poverty-related expansion for pregnancy. We conducted our analysis separately for teens and young adults because they might have different pattern of receiving their prenatal care. And we use difference in difference method to examine the difference among the racial ethnic groups and the change over time. We have two dependent variables. One is for pre-pregnancy enrollment and the other is early initiation of prenatal care. We define pre-pregnancy as women they enrolled 9 or more months prior to delivery. And we define early initiation of prenatal care as 7 or more months prior to delivery. We have three, not more than three. These are our key variables of interest. Three racial ethnic groups, including white non-Hispanic, black non-Hispanic, and Hispanic group. We are interested in change over time, so if we include a year dummy in our model. And in order to test this difference in difference, we also include interaction between the racial ethnic group and the year. In our models, we also control for person-level variables and county-level variables. Claim data has very limited person-level information. This is as much as we can get. We control for their age, pre-existing chronic conditions, urban-rural status, and enrollment eligibility. We also control for county-level variables. These include primary physician shortage indicator and HMO penetration rate, county poverty rate, and percent of black, percent of Hispanic in the county. And the women in the same counties are more correlated than the women in different counties. So we also adjusting for the standard error of women clustered in the same county in our model. This table gives you an racial and ethnic composition of our study sample. In general, we have more black women than the white women in our sample. We have about 45% of black non-Hispanic women overall, and we have about 35% of white non-Hispanic women, and we have less than 20% of Hispanic women. And when you look at the composition across the year, There are slight variation, but which is of, is sort of still within the comparable range. Okay, this slide gives you a descriptive data of the first outcome pre-pregnancy enrollment. I put teen and young adults in the same slide so you can look at them side by side. The left figure is for the teens population, and the right figure is for the young adults population. And y-axis is for the percentage of pre-pregnancy enrollment, x-axis is for the year. And the black line represents the black population, red line represents the white population, and blue line for the Hispanic population. As you can see from the field, let's look at the teen first. Before the S-chip, we see black women has higher percentage of pre-pregnancy enrollment than the black and the and Hispanic. And after the S-chip, we see the increase among all three population, three racial ethnic groups. Similarly, we see the young adults. Black women are more likely to enroll before pregnancy than the other two groups. And we see the increase in three racial ethnic groups. And after we control for the person level and the county level variables, this is what we found. We found black non-Hispanic women in Florida had higher enrollment percentage than the other two groups in the both fiscal year, which just as we see from the descriptive data. And across the racial ethnic groups, percent of pre-pregnancy enrollment increased from fiscal year 1995 to fiscal year 2001 in Florida. And for teens, we see the increase did not differ by the racial ethnic group. We see the parallel line among three racial ethnic groups. For young adults, the increase was greater for both white and black than the Hispanic. Okay, this is the second outcome, which is early prenatal care initiation. Again, teen is on the left, young adults is on the right. And the interesting thing is, although black has higher enrollment in pre-pregnant, but before the pregnancy, we see white actually had more early initiation of prenatal care compared to the other two groups before the S-chip. And we still see the increase among the three racial groups. Similar pattern we see from in the young adults. Black has higher percentage of early prenatal care initiation than the other two groups. And we see the increase in white and black, but we see a slight decrease for the Hispanic women. Okay, after we control for person level and county level variables, we see the white women in Florida are more likely to initiate their prenatal care 7 months or earlier before the delivery compared to the other groups, which is consistent with the descriptive data. And across all racial ethnic groups, early prenatal care initiation increased from before the S-chip and to the after S-chip. For teens, the increase was greater for white than the other two groups, as you can see. Go back to the slide. The slope is a little bit greater than the other two. But for young adults, white and black women had similar increase and were better than Hispanic women. Okay. This is just to recap what we found. A quick summary. We found increased pre-pregnancy and enrollment, enrollment and early initiation of prenatal care in Florida after the expansion and outreach related to S-CHIP. We found a greater improvement for early prenatal care initiation for white non-Hispanic teens. And we don't see the improvement for early prenatal care for Hispanic young adults, which is, you know, it is the exception compared to all the other improvement in the other two groups between in teen and young adults. So in general, our study seems to suggest that the racial disparities actually widen after the implementation of S-CHIP. So the take-home message from this study is, in a sentence, providing insurance is not sufficient enough to reduce racial disparity in early prenatal care.